Welcome back. It is time for the last podcast of 2021. I'm your host, Richard Selesky. This is Politics Doesn't Have to Suck, But It Does, episode 60. And we're going to discuss a year-ending subject on a positive note. We're going to review the world's most powerful women of 2021. This is based on an article in Forbes. The most important thing about this article is the fact that they're using the tools they were given. Let's go into this in detail. Nothing illustrates the dynamics of this list better than the change at the very top. For only the third time in the 18 years that this list was compiled, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is not number one. With her imminent retirement from public office comes a chance to find a new number one. And this year, the honor goes to billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott. She's the third richest woman in the world, but it's her unfettered access to that money and her determination to donate it in a way that is meaningful and revolutionary, that puts her above the competition. Quote, "We are all attempting to give away a fortune that was enabled by systems in need of change." Scott said this summer. Now, just behind her at number two is U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who moves up to that spot now that she's been sworn into office, and swapping places with Christine Lagarde, the president of the European Central Bank, who is now number three. All of these women represent the driving thesis behind the compilation of the list. It's not just enough to have money or position or power. A person must be doing something with their fortune or their voice or their public platform. Now consider Rosalind Brewer, the former chief operating officer of Starbucks, who took the helm of Walgreens in March and is currently the only black woman running an S&P 500 company. A longtime champion of diversity in the workplace, Brewer rose 15 spots to number 17. Or BioNTech co-founder and immunologist Özlem Türeci, who is one of 20 newcomers this year, and apologize, I do not mean to mispronounce her name. She makes her debut at the list of number 48, not simply because she co-founded a biotech company, but also because of her role in leading the company's development of the mRNA COVID vaccine in participation with global pharmaceuticals giant Pfizer. Also making her debut on the list is number 94, is the new president of Tanzania, Samia Hassan. She has been instrumental in implementing the COVID protocols in her country. Taiwan president, whose outspoken adherence to freedom and democracy in face of increased pressure from China, vaulted her 28 spots to number 9. Her quote, "We must safeguard our shared values to ensure our free and democratic way of life," she said in late November. Some women on this list saw their power eroded last year. Even Queen Elizabeth isn't immune from reevaluation. Now ranked 70th, the monarch dropped 24 spots as a result of her diminished public appearances and the myriad of reputation crises that hit the crown this year. Now, while the people on the 18th list of the world's 100 most powerful women come from 30 countries and territories and work across finance and technology and politics and philanthropy, they are united by a sense of duty. We'll be right back. Now back to our story. Frances Hogan, the former Facebook employee turned whistleblower and number 100 on this year's list, didn't set out to release reams of data on her former employee, but has said she couldn't stand by and watch the company put profits over people. Now, quote, "Our experience can't be dictated by what we're allowed to do or give her permission to do," says film director Ava DuVernay, and she's at number 80. If there's a thesis statement for this list, that's as close as it comes. These are women who are rewriting the rules of business finance, and politics. Their work is needed now more than ever. For women today who are seeking to find their voice, I recommend reading this list in Forbes. It's an inspirational list of women who said, I am going to make sure that my reality is spoken of. I'm going to make sure that I have an impact on the world. You can do the same thing. And I encourage anybody, especially females, who are looking to help hone their voice so that it has the greatest impact, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Here at Transcontinental University, our goal is to make the person the best that they could possibly be by dealing with them on their terms. If you have any information you'd like to share with us, or if there's any information you'd like us to share with you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm Richard Zaleski. I'm the Chief Solutions Architect at Transcontinental University. My email is richard.s@unforgettable.education. I look forward to hearing from you. Let's put one of you on this list next year. Have a good day.